Sandy Ferris here from the Bryan Independent School District, crunching all sorts of numbers for me because I'm a number sort of person. I like that type of trivia. And
that's right.
This is the opening of the new school year. So what are the numbers looking like?
Well, on average, we are running about 15,500 students every day in Bryan ISD. That is, on average, about 300 students more than last year. We had a little bit of a dip on Labor Day, as we expected, but it looks like we're going to end up with about 275 to 300 students more than we had last year, which is good news.
A lot of attention paid to increasing enrollment at Bryan Collegiate. That's
right.
A joint program with Blinn College. What's up with there?
Well, they have the target when they first started was to have 100 students per grade level. And right now, as I just looked at it, they're running about 110 in the freshman class, a little over 100 for sophomores. So they're on target for those two classes. The number drops a little bit per grade level as they near their graduation date, which is to be expected. Some of them decide that program is not for them, but they are, like the rest of the district, showing a little bit of an increase in that program. So that's also good news.
For sure. What sort of reminders? What, we're in week three now? Week four?
We are in week two.
Oh, only second week. Boy.
It seems like it's been longer, doesn't it?
I bet I'd ask a parent or a student or a teacher. Maybe they would say.
Yeah, the teachers may tell you something different, but yeah, it's just the second week of school.
Any reminders at this point then for...
Well, as always, the traffic reminders, about the third week of school is when that starts to settle down a little bit, although it doesn't hurt to remind people that Bryan High School, the area around Bryan High, is about to have a major disruption in the traffic flow. TxDOT is closing down a couple of lanes, I believe, on Briarcrest soon, and there's a lot of work taking place there. We actually had a network and telephone outage there a couple of days ago when they were cutting a fiber optic line to relocate it. That may happen again. So what that does, it affects the not just Bryan High School, but there's a network path there, and it will affect a number of campuses, not only their internet access, but their telephone lines as well. So when that happens, I immediately post something on the district website. I send something out on Twitter, put it on our Facebook page. Fortunately, this one that just happened was later in the day, so most parents who, if they needed to contact the school, had already done so. So we will try to keep the public informed when that's going to happen.
And will the district be getting heads-ups about this, or you're going to be surprised?
No, hopefully we'll get a heads-up. We did this time, and we had a little bit of a lead time on it. So, yeah, but we ask for some understanding just in case, because, you know, when construction's taking place, you never know when something might happen. So,
and that's also going to impact events at Merrill Green Stadium, too.
Yes, it probably will, yes.
What else is happening?
Well, I wanted to share a couple of recognitions that some of our teachers have received. We just received word a couple of days ago that two of our art teachers have received some statewide recognition. This is the Texas Art Education Association. They have named Melissa Schulman, who is the art teacher at Fannin. She is the Elementary Art Educator of the Year in the state, so that's quite an honor for her. And then also Jennifer Easterling, who is a new art teacher at Bryan High School. She is the TAEA Student of the Year. So she just completed college, and because of her involvement with TAEA, she received recognition for that. So that's a pretty neat thing to have two of our teachers recognized that way. And they'll be recognized at their state convention in November. And then across town from Rudder High School, we have two of our ag teachers and FFA sponsors who have been named or who have been receiving the honorary American FFA degree. And that is Larry White and J.P. Hancock. And I did a little research on the FFA program. Actually, Larry did it for us and presented it at the board meeting. And it's incredible to hear about the growth in the FFA program at Rudder. And I'm sure that had something to do with them partially getting this honorary degree. Rudder started with 39 FFA members when Rudder opened, which was now 5 years ago, or was it six?
You're looking at me.
Time passes fast.
Time.
It'd be 5 years ago. And they started with 39 FFA members. They now have, this fall, over 400 FFA members. And if my math is correct, and I was not a math major, but that's something like an over 1,000 percentage increase in participation. So, and they've got some students who have won some national recognition. We've got two of their students who are presenting their project, their science project, at the national convention too.
I've always had listeners wherever I've been who live in urban areas, regardless of the size of the city. It could be even a town of 5,000, much less our current metropolitan area here of almost a couple hundred thousand. And whenever I do an agriculture-related story, a city person's going to quiz me, well, why are you doing that to the stations in the city? Mm-hmm. And there's a perfect example right there.
Yeah, right. And ag is not just about animals anymore. They have branched out, and it's still, that's a large component of it, but there's so many other areas that they've gotten into. And in Bryan ISD, our agriculture programs offer courses like floral design, animal production, equine technology, just a whole array of courses that people may not realize we have in the high schools.
Regardless of whether a student is going to pursue that as a livelihood, mm-hmm. you just mentioned a couple of examples of recreation applications.
Right. And FFA and the ag program overall is all about leadership, and they will teach those students not just the content in the course, but leadership abilities and qualities as well. So it's a great program.
What else?
Well, today was the first meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee for Bryan ISD, and this is something that's going to be a three-year-long process for us. We have a couple of facilitators who have come in, some retired superintendents who are leading it for us, and I was there today to watch what unfolded, and it was just such a neat thing to see. This is a group of people, this first group, about 32 people on the committee. It's a blend of teachers, administrators, a school board member, and then some community members. We've got just a great cross-section of people, a couple of pastors, some community volunteers, people with A&M. It's going to be a really exciting thing because they are going to shape the vision and mission of Bryan ISD for the next 3 to 5 years. So we had some incredible interaction today, some great things that they talked about. In this process, they talk about Bryan ISD's strengths and what our obstacles are. And our strengths as a district was about 4 times as long of a list as our obstacles. So that was encouraging to see all of the good things that we have going on in our district, and to know that we are not only already doing a great job of educating our kids, we're going to be doing an even better job thanks to some intensive focus on some areas that we want to work on. So just wanted to say, I don't have time to list all of their names, but there are some people out there who worked really hard today to make sure that not only our children who are currently in school get the best possible education, but those are the future. So it's really encouraging and uplifting to see today.
Might those names get posted on Facebook or the website?
I certainly will, because they have given up 2 days of their time to sit in this room and talk about and debate and discuss back and forth the process that we need in Bryan ISD. So I definitely will put that list on our pages.
And my reaction is, what a healthy thing for a district to be able to not only look internally, but externally.
Mm-hmm. It really was, because a lot of things, I wouldn't say that anything I heard today was new information, but it was really refreshing to see the kind of dialogue that people had. They weren't afraid to say, well, you know what, this is something that we need to work on and make it better. Or this is one of our strengths that is really strong for us as a district, but we're not promoting that as much as we need to. And I think overall what came out of that is that everybody agrees that Bryan ISD is almost like a little hidden jewel in the community. We offer so many programs and such a level of rigor in a lot of our classes, but we know that there's areas we can work on. So this was just a real intensive pick apart the district piece by piece and look at where we need to be in the next 3 to 5 years and beyond.
Well, and let me follow that up with, I spent some of my afternoon going back to, I guess it would have been a week ago Tuesday, the Bryan City Council heard from Superintendent Tommy Wallace, and mm-hmm. I think some eyes are opened on the City Council, and maybe some takeaways even from Dr. Wallace about relationships with city government.
That's right, and we actually have a member of the city staff on this committee. So we made sure that the makeup of the committee comes from all facets of our community so that we can get some good, healthy dialogue about what we need in our district.
And again, this is just the launching point of this planning committee, then.
This is. Right now, we have a group of, like I said, 32 people who are meeting 2 days and then another day in December. But from this, we will be forming other advisory committees. We are going to be looking for upwards of 100 to 150 more people who are interested in the future of Bryan ISD to serve. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I would like to be involved, we do need your input. Simple way to get involved, just send a quick email to info@BryanISD.org or call 209-1000 and say, I want to be a part of the Strategic Planning Committee advisory committees, and we'll get you on the list.
Excellent. And again, you can keep up with activities in the district on BryanISD.org and on the district's Facebook page.
That's right.
Terrific. Great update.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris, the Bryan School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.